Hello?
Hey, Mr. Robert, how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Who is this?
This is Joe Wolf. I am the project manager for your
Yes.
website. How are you doing today, sir?
Just fine.
All right, so we got the access for your website. All right, and my team is getting the whole website into a format where people can just go and download the website, download the book and read it. All right.
Okay.
And you might have a word with Sam Jones. Did you have a word with Sam
Hello?
Jones?
Not lately.
Okay. All
Maybe
right.
the middle of last week.
And did you send the content brief form back to us? The content form
No, I haven't
itself.
seen that.
Okay.
I'm
All
gonna
right.
go to my
So
mail right now.
let me help you out with that.
I
Have
don't see that I received one.
Well, did you receive any kind of content questionnaire or something like that?
No, I haven't seen that.
Okay, well, let me just go and send it over to you again, all right?
Oh, okay.
Just give me a minute. Let me just go and send you so I can explain you what do you have to write and what not, okay?
All
If you can
right.
stay on the call for me for like one
Yeah,
minute of your
sure.
precious time, I would appreciate that.
I'll hang on.
All right.
Well, Robert, one of my assistants is sending you the questionnaire. All
All
right.
right.
Okay. Once the questionnaire is shared with you, okay, you'll be able to see some questions that need some clarifications for
All
the
right.
content writers to write the content. All right, as their allocator for your project, and they will be sending you out some of the information, like name of the business, meaning behind the name, and stuff like that. What's the problem? What solution? Selling point? What's your price point? Advantages and works and stuff like that. Okay, so you can.
Well,
just,
that hasn't all been decided yet.
I don't know. We just need some kind of a information regarding the book and your website. All right, so they can go ahead and write the content for you. Okay, regarding the book, regarding the author, and if you don't have if you haven't thought of some of the questions, just leave it blank. That's not a problem.
Okay.
All right. And
yes.
Well, your website will be developed and will be live within this week. All right. So, do you have do you have the hosting with you, like the hosting server? Do you have it with you?
Well, what do you mean by the hosting service?
Well, a hosting server is a
like WordPress?
Where your website goes live being created. Yes. Do you have a hosting? It usually goes off.
I have WordPress. Is that what you're looking for?
The WordPress that you're using is a Wix. All right, it's like that one. All right, we're using WordPress, but it needs a host. All right, it is bought. It's not free. It usually goes off GoDaddy and Bluehost, something like that. Do you know about Wix?
W-I-X?
Yes, Wix.
Yes, I do.
All right, okay. Well, the one that you're using is just like Wix, all right? Like it's WordPress.com, all right? We're not working on WordPress.com. We're working on the actual WordPress format that we create the website for, and then the host that website, all right? So it goes live over the internet. So do you have a host with you?
Well, not that I know then.
Okay. Well, a host is required. And why is the hosting required? Because without the hosting server, all right, the website will not be able to go live over the internet, because that functionality that we have created, all right, and the coding that we have done for you, all right, needs to be hosted somewhere. Well, having a good.
So how do I find a host?
Well, we can provide you with the hosting server that we always provide to our clients if they don't have one, all right, and if they don't know about it, all right, we go ahead and let them know what it is about. All right, so they know what it is, actually. All right, usually you get it from GoDaddy or HostGator, Bluehost, all right? But we offer you as well on a much cheaper price than them.
What is it? What does it cost?
Well, it costs as an yearly, all right, from Bluehost, GoDaddy. It will cost you around $1,500 to $1,600. All right, on a yearly basis. All right, they go
Do
by.
Do you
a
know what? When I went ahead and said I want this website, I asked, and now are you going to come up with more additional costs? And I was told no. This covers it. And now
it covers the hosting.
I mean, I don't have that kind of money right now.
No, absolutely. Well, that is the reason I never told you that. I'm going to go ahead and charge you that. I told you, GoDaddy, Bluehost, and they go ahead and charge you that kind of a money.
Yeah.
I never said that I'm going to go ahead and charge you that, did I?
Okay.
I told you, hey, they cost $1,600, $1,700 per year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes, of course. But I will not be asking you for $1,700, $1,600 because I know, the website, the hosting, all right,
yes.
Can be a little cheap as well. Well, it usually costs, for if we go ahead and do that for you, the same thing that they're providing to an individual, like if you go over to them, they will be asking you for $1,600 straight. Like, hey, Mr. Robert, we will be needing $1,600. Otherwise, we cannot provide you a host. All right. But as you already have a website with it that we're working on, all right, and we're doing the content for you, so we know exactly what things are required for the website to go to host it and to get it live.
Yes.
All right. And we're not going to ask you for $1,600 or $1,700 because that's rubbish. All right. We provide you a hosting on a much cheaper price. What that comes up at, like around $600 or $650 a year, not even a month, or not even 6 months or 8 months or 10. All goes at once for 12.
Every time I turn around, somebody's got a new price to add.
No, it's
to
like
the total.
It's a thing. It is required for the website. That is the reason I'm being upfront.
Yes, but I made it very clear when I contracted with you.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me what it'll cost, and I don't have any more money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm, indeed.
Okay, well,
nobody told me. Why at this stage are you mentioning a host when you might have mentioned it on day one?
Because I was not the one who, I think you might have talked to your sales representative. But
why didn't that person, if they work, if you're working in the same, Jesus.
Well, this is the only thing that is required, sir. All right, so we can just go ahead and get
it. Yeah, I've heard that before. No, there will be no additional costs, and now you're coming up with plenty of additional costs. So when you say that's all that will be required, I don't believe it.
Well, sir, this
you don't have any credibility with me.
Well, sir, I really do apologize because I'm a developer.
Well, apology doesn't cut it.
Well, I can surely go ahead and do something for you that might come up with something good for you. Because I'm a developer, I know how the website is being made. I know how everything that is going on. So, yes, I'm here just to go and assist you, all right, and to go ahead and provide you with the better things, all right? That can work in a good time for you. All right, you're not coming out with everything again and again. Like, hey, my website is getting down and it's lagging. It's not working perfectly fine. So just to reassure with everything, all right, that is the reason I am telling you this. Otherwise, I do not have any kind of issues. The website is working. The website will be going live. So that is the only reason, sir.
Well, you know, I had an old website.
Mm-hmm.
And that was online.
Yeah, of course, that was online, but it needs to be, accessed through an ID and a password. Otherwise, nobody will be able to see it. Even if you go ahead, because if my team was trying to access it, we were not able to view the website. It needs to have the username and the password. Otherwise, we won't be able to view it. But over here, everybody in the whole world can download the book and view the website.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Because that is, I assure you this, that this is the only thing that is left. All of the things for the website.
Yes, the only thing that is left until the next thing comes up. And I'll bet you $50 something else comes up. I'll just bet you that money right now.
If it comes up, I'll return the whole of the money to you. I guarantee this to you, and it's on a recorded call. All right.
They want another $100.
How much?
$6.
Welcome.
This wasn't handled well. You people are experienced.
Oh,
I was counting on you.
Oh, no,
I have no experience.
Well,
and
I
you can just
here.
Pop these surprises on me whenever you
I
want.
You this. Well, absolutely.
Oh,
well,
you know, I told you, you have no credibility with me right now.
Well, sir, well, that is a requirement that I need. I sincerely do apologize, but this is the only thing that is left. Nothing will come up. That is my guarantee over to you. All right? I will not let anything come up to you again. All right? Because that is the only thing that is left. All right? The website is there. The content is being created. Now the host is left only. All right? Once it goes live, you will be out of, I will get you, like, if it's for 1 year, I'll get you for 3 years straight. All right? So there is nothing coming up to you for at least 3 more years. And people...
Well, you know, first they said, well, we're going to need $400 to write your content.
Yes,
and then they wanted another $600 to do SEO. And now you want another, what, $700-$800 for this?
No, not $700. Not $700 or $800.
You see how it keeps coming up? And nobody tells you in advance it's going to happen.
Sir, I assure you this. All right, if I may not be I may not have that kind of credibility with you right now, but when things go smooth, all right, you'll see that nothing is coming up.
Well, I'm sure you know what you're doing. I don't question that.
When
you tell me something, like there'll be no further charges for 3 years.
There won't be. I promise you this, that there won't be anything coming up to you. All right, that is my assurity to you. All right, your website, because I and Sam is taking care of the website for you. All right, we know, because I am a developer, he's a project manager. All right, he and I work together to go ahead and ensure that everything is being taken care of on a priority basis for our clients.
Well, here's the story. I don't have the money.
Oh, okay.
All right. That's
I have to ask Mark.
I've already spent more on this than I thought I would. Suddenly I had to come up with $400 to have the content written. Wasn't planning on that.
Mm-hmm. Well, because the content is a service that our team provides if the client doesn't have it. All right, you have the book, all right, that's really good. All right, but the content, how will people be able to find you over the website, over Google, or anywhere in the world if you don't have anything written on the website?
Well, why wasn't that part of the package at the beginning then? If you absolutely need this, why isn't that price included right away?
Because we don't provide that in any kind of packages for the content. All right, content is always provided from the client's end. If they don't have it, then we go ahead and do the content writing for them so they are, you know, are complete with it, are complete with the website. All right? That's what I told you before. Like, hey, we go ahead and the hosting and domain and everything is provided from the client. All right? We just go ahead and create the website. We then ask you, like, hey, do you have the content? They provide us with the content. Hey, do you have the hosting? Yeah, we do have the hosting. All right, just provide this to us so we can just view it. And if it's good, well, let's go ahead and upload the website and get it live.
Didn't tell me all of that at the beginning, but how many weeks have you been working on it? And now you come and say,
the website is about to be completed. So that is
I know, but why didn't you ask me at the beginning before you did any work? Do you have hosting? Do you have content? You wait until you've put all your time into it. And then you say, if you want this to amount to anything, now you've got to give us more money.
Well, sir, of course not. Well, we always go ahead by the norm of the standard industry, like everybody else does. Like,
which is keep the client in the dark?
No,
is that the normal practice?
No.
Don't lay all your costs out up front? Is that the normal practice?
No, sir, absolutely not. Right,
well, that's what you did.
Well, I apologize. That was not my intention. That was really not my intention, sir. I sincerely do apologize for that. But
I'm stuck now. I don't have the money. I don't have penny.
Well, what I can do, you can pay in partial as well. That is, I can ask my team to go ahead and see what they can do and use half of the company credits for you. So you're not paying any more money for that. Would that be okay?
I didn't understand what you said.
Well, I was saying that I can ask my team that if they can go ahead and, see if they can lower down any kind of amount and we can use the rest of the amount as from our company credits. Will that be okay?
Like I said, I don't have another penny. Not one penny.
Well, sir, we do need a host so we can... Yes, sir.
And you need $800, you know. I don't have it. I don't have it.
Well,
So
I'll
give you like 1 minute.
I'll make comments on your business on online. I'll tell people what happened here.
Well, if you can give me like 1 minute of your time, so I can see what I can do.
Well, why don't you call me back here?
Well, if you can just give me 1 minute, so I can just.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
I asked him at the beginning, so this is the cost. Will there be anything more? And they said no. Yeah.
Get a supervisor. Joe pulls this shit all the time.
Well, it may be that we need it, but now you've spent all this money with us. If you wanted to amount to anything, give us some more money.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You gotta talk to the head guy.
Well, I don't doubt that you'll back him up.
I don't know. Don't back down to him.
Well, my only recourse is to walk away then. I've told them I don't have one penny.
What did he say?
It's only going to be $600, and we won't charge you anything more for 3 years.
They've done that twice now.
I know. I pointed
out. Where is he? What's he doing?
He's seeing what he can do about the price.
Well, I don't know why you won't talk to the head guy. You have to go to the top.
Well, I'm sure this, well, I can do that. But I'm sure this is how they're told to do it.
If you don't try, then you don't get anywhere. We're not paying that extra money. And they can send us all our money back.
They won't do that.
They will.
You can yell at them all you want, but they don't have to do it.
We put a lawsuit against their company.
Hi, sir. Are you there?
I'm here.
I apologize for the long hold. My sincerest apologies for that. Alright, okay. Well, I have talked to one of my superiors, alright, and told him the scenario, alright, like what is happening and what is going on.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want... All right, we can get you the host on, like, what, $300 or $400 max. That's what I can do best for you at the moment.
I think what I'm going to do is write a letter to the state attorney general. I don't believe that you're operating ethically. You know, this should have all been spelled out in front. Here are the things you need. When you tell me, here's what it's going to cost, you didn't say, unless you don't have the best content, unless you don't have a host, then it's going to cost more. And I should have been told that on day one, not it dribbles in as things go on. So one or two things, you can refund my money, or I will go to our state attorney general, and they can look into your operation.
Okay, all right. Well, let me talk to them and give you a call back. Will that be okay?
Yes.
All right. Okay, just give me like 30 minutes of the best time. I'll give you a call back.